Today's shiur of Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Sadi Ches, and we're beginning the halachas of Din Heach Modid Din Alpayamama. So we all know that the tchum, assuming you don't do any eruv tchumin, so the natural tchum that a person has is 2,000 amos. That's what he's allowed to walk, and that's what he's allowed to walk from outside the city. So how do you go ahead and measure the 2,000 amos from outside the city? So he says, Habolim Dod Alpayim Amash Al Tchum Ha'ir. If you want to go ahead and measure the 2,000 amos of the tchum of the city, im haisa ha'ir aricha v'katina, if the city was long and narrow, meaning it was not square, it was a rectangle, osha haisa merubas, or if it was square, a square city, but lo l'ribua olam, but its northern side was not, like the northern side of the city was not directly north, but rather it was, let's say, at a diagonal, as we'll see, meaning the northern part of the city, if you measured it with the north on the globe of the whole world, it would really be more, let's say, toward the northeast or the northwest, okay? But the corner of the city would more be directly north of the world. So in all those situations, poil v'yeshla arba zavios, since a square city or a rectangular city has four corners that are shavos, that are parallel to one another, meaning the northern part and the southern part, the corners are parallel to each other. In the eastern part and the western part, the corners are parallel to each other, corners of those cities. So basically you have either a rectangle or a square. So then, manichim osa kemoshihi, you leave the city as is, and moedidim la alpayim ama, so then what you do is, you just take that square and that rectangle, no matter where it's situated, okay, whether it's situated to the north of the world or its own, you know, direction, you take 2,000 amos from each of its sides, and that would be the l'chol ruach me'abar u'choser, from all its four sides, you take 2,000 amos, and that will be its tchum. Let's see the spell down the Mishneh Berurah. Sif katan aleph, aricha ve'katina, if it's long and narrow, meaning it's a rectangle, perish she'ein rachva k'archa, meaning its width is not the same length as its length. So, therefore, what we got is a rectangle, sif katan beis, below the rivua olam, or you have a square, it's not to Rivua Olam, it's not to the square of the world, meaning its north is not parallel with the north of the world, but rather it is, let's say, its north is to one of the corners. Hanishaina Omedes Tzfona Litzfona Olam, its Tzfon is not to the Tzfon of the world. Udroma and its Darom is not to the Darom, its south is not to the south of the world. Ela Ba'achasam, rather it's on a diagonal. As you said, its north would be more, let's say, to the southeast. So its north would be to the northeast or northwest, and its south would be to the southeast and southwest. That would be the sides of the city. So Shulchan Aruch went on and said, in the case of a rectangle and a square, since its corners are all parallel with one another, and its two sides opposite each other are totally equal with each other. So therefore, Hoel v'yeshla arba zavios shavos lafuke. Look at the Mishneh Berurah. This is coming to exclude kishihi rachava mitzad echad. For example, where wouldn't you have parallel corners? You wouldn't have parallel corners, and you have when you have a regular rectangle. But if you have, let's say, wide on one side, but it was narrow on the other side, so then ein ze zavios shavos ve'ein ze rivua. Then you're not going to have a situation where the north and south corners are directly parallel one another. U'merabin oisa, and therefore that's where you're going to have to, as we're going to see coming up. In that situation, you're going to have to square it, meaning you're going to have to add to such a city so that you'll square it off. And when you square it off, then you'll be adding to the tchum outside of the city. And that's necessary when you do not have corners that are parallel one another. That you don't have unless you have a rectangle and a square. Sifkat and dals, you leave it kemoshehi. Hainu baricha v'katina. You leave it, let's say, as a rectangle, and ein mosifin al rachva, you do not go ahead and add to its width, lahashvos al arka, in order to make it equal to its length, so that you have a square. We're going to see, coming up, situations where you're going to square it, and you're going to turn the city into a square. Here you don't, because you have a rectangle, and you just take 2,000 amos from each side. V'chein kishe'ena merubas l'rivuva ha'olam. And also, if you have a regular square, but it's not a square parallel to the north of the world, but rather, as we said, the north of the city is at an angle. It's diagonal from the corners of the north of the world. So, for example, it's north is either northeast or northwest. Then there too, ein mosifin aleha. We do not go ahead and try to square it off. The rabeya osa to square it off berivua olam. We do not go ahead and add to it by squaring this off and following the square of the world, the north of the world, kamo like we'll see in Sif Gimel. So imagine if you have a square turned over like, you know, in, turned like a, it becomes like a diamond, you know, a four, let's say a four-cornered diamond, so with its corner facing north. So if you put a square around it, then you'd be adding to the tchum, because you'd then be adding 2,000 amos from the corners of the city, and all the space in between would also be additional space being added, because you would be squaring off the whole city. But you don't do that. You don't square it off, because it itself is a square. It just happens to be that it's a square, not in the direction of the north of the world as a whole, but it just happens to have its own north border. Okay, we continue on now with Sif Beis. Haisa Agula. What happens if the city was around circular city? So then what you do is you make a square around it and you give it corners. In other words, you inscribe the circle in a square, so now it has corners, and it becomes like a square around the circle, otherwise known as an inscribed circle. And you view the, as we said, the circle inscribed in this square. So he says, and what you do is, you then count from the 2,000 amos, from these extra, you know, additional parts, that this imaginary addition that now is squared off around the circle, and you now have these extra corners added to the tchum, because the 2,000 amos begins outside the square. Sheninsa mistaker hazavios, because what you ended up have, okay, you end up having these additional corners, as we just said. So too, if the city was a mishuleshes, a triangle, or it had a lot of corners, as we'll see, either a six-corner city, or an eight-corner city, mirabim, in those situations, you square it off, and you inscribe these cities inside the square. The achakach motzi, and then you go ahead, and your motzi, you could be motzi, you could take your items out, chutz limiruba apayim amal churuach. You could go ahead and take items from outside that square, 2,000 amos. Let's just do gimel, just to understand how we position the square. That's what we saw in the Mishnah Berurah before. Kishahu miraba, when you go ahead and inscribe the city inside the square, so how do you go ahead and draw out the square? So when you're drawing out the square of the city, miraba berivua olam, you square it to the north, south, east, and west of the world. You go with the world map, and you go ahead and you face north. You don't take, let's say, the north of your city. You turn it into a full square, with the top of the square being the north. They should take kol ruach mimena mishucha. This way, every side will then be drawn out kineged ruach, going according to the sides and of the northeast, southwest of the world. Umekuvanos kinegda. So the 2,000 amos will be 2,000 amos from the top of the square above the city, north. 2,000 amos from the wall of the square of the city, west. And that's going to mamish now be west of the world, north of the world, east of the world, south of the world. Because once you turn the city and you go ahead and re-measure the boundaries of the city based on inscribing the actual city inside the square basically now is, the top of the square is north of the world. No matter how much of that, you know, no matter how much of that city is actually touching the edge of the north of the square, because it could be just one corner hits that north of the square. It could be part of it. It could be just a piece of it if it's a circle. So that's what we're talking about. Before we go into the Mishnah Berurah, it's kedai, if you can get a hold of a Mishnah Berurah with Dirshu, a Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, they have very nice diagrams of everything that we're discussing here, where the city, the round city, a triangular city, the different cornered cities, all being inscribed in a square. Okay, it's, you know, kedai to get a hold of it. All right, let's look at the Mishnah Brura, Tif Katan. Hey, Mishuleshes Mirabin Isa. If it's a triangle, also you go ahead and you inscribe the triangle in the square. Shemoshin Haribua Lahashvos Tzad HaKatzar Kefi Orech Tzad HaAroch. So you will go ahead and you will basically expand the triangle into a square. But as we pointed out, it's always going to be squared off in a way that the square and the top of the square is going to be the north of the whole world, and that triangle is going to be inscribed within it. He's just describing a scenario where, let's say, the triangle might have actually from the start been positioned south to north. But either way, at the end of the day, what you do is you square off the triangle and you count 2,000 amos from the sides of the square now, not from the sides of the triangle. That's going to basically give you a whole another equivalent, okay, of, you know, a half of a square added to this triangle, because that's, right, a triangle, when you turn it into a square, basically is double the triangle. Okay, we move now. So you're adding another whole equivalent of the city to this, to the tchum. That's not really a city. Think about it. Let's move on. We now move on to Sifkaton Vav, Slos Rabos. So it has, you know, a whole bunch of protrusions. This city, Shigeshla Shisha Zavios Oshmona. Right? It could have six corners. It could have eight corners. In all those situations, the corners are not parallel. You don't have north and south and east and west corners parallel to one another, and therefore you don't have four parallel corners, really two and two, because rectangles are good too. But once you don't have four corners that are parallel with one another, the north, south, east, west, then Moshkin Achut L'Rabba K'neged HaMakomos HaYoseh Rechavin Aba. Then what you do is you have to draw out a square, okay, basically to the places where it's most wide. Umeha Meruba Ve'elech Modedin Ha'alpayim Amal Chotzad. You basically inscribe it once again in the square, and you do the 2,000 amos from, as we're going to come now to Sif Gimel, the Mishnah Brura is there, from the square as it was drawn out with respect to the rest of the world, the northeast, the north, south, east, west, and the rest of the world. That's what he means, Sif Katan Zion, the Ribua Ha'olam, Hainash Eni Yochel Asos HaRibua Kimosh Yirtzeh. You can't draw your square any way you want and then draw out your 2,000 amos that way. But rather, you have to draw out your square. Once you are squaring it, then your only option is to square it parallel to the different corners of the world. North, east, south, west of the world. Darom, connected Darom, Tzafon, connected Tzafon, etc. Right? South, parallel to south. North, parallel to north. Umishamu lahalan, and from there, 2,000 from north, 2,000 from south, 2,000 from east, 2,000 from west. That's how you're going to be molded in the Alpayan Amos. That's how you're going to measure the 2,000 Amos.
Sif Dalin, Haisa Rechava Mitzad Echad Uktzara Mitzad Acher. Ron Oso Kilu Kulo Rechava. So the case here is where you have not a pure rectangle, but rather it's wide on one side and narrow on the other. So it's not a pure rectangle or square. So here what you do is it's viewed, the city, as if it's all wide, meaning you widen the other side so that now you have it as a pure rectangle or pure square, depending on, you know, the size. Now, whether or not this is done keneged ruchos ha'olam, following the north, east, south of the world, or you just straighten out even out the parallel sides, that happens to be a machlokes brought down in the dirshu. But what you do is you have to you go ahead and you elongate. That's what the Mishnah Brura says in Sif Katan. Hey, ki'ilu kulo rechava. You look at the narrow side as if it's all wide. Haynu geshebo limdo. When you're coming to measure the tchumen, etzel makom makatzar, by the narrow part, ein modedin min hachoma. You don't go from the wall. Ela mosifin mitchila ala ir. Rather, you start from the city. Achi yeshava im makom ha-rachav, until it is equaled out to the wide side. Umishan lahalan modin al-payim amen. From there on, you go ahead and you measure out the 2,000 amos. Continuing on in the Shulchan Aruch, Chaisa Asu Yepimin Gam or Kekeshet. If the city was shaped like a Gam or a Keshet, so let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. What's a Gam? Kimin Gam who Osi Yevanis Vitzurasa Kimin Kaf Pshuta. Gam is a Greek letter, and it's like a Kaf Pshuta, which basically the Berhagola. If you look on the side, the Berhagola Os Vav explains that it's a Gamma is its Sura is like an upside down Dalit. So it's really like a right. It's like a right angle, a backwards L also. You know, you could use it as an upside down dalet or a backwards L. A right angle, which basically means that there's a lot of empty area between the two heads of this right angle. And let's say you drew a line from the two heads, like which would be like the diagonal of a triangle. So everything in between is now empty area. Same thing with a keshet. The city was like a keshet. Shabbatah benuyim kechati igul. A keshet is like a semicircle. Right? Imagine like a bow, right, with a bow and arrow. So the bow of a bow and arrow, not the bow string, but the actual bow part is like a semicircle. And then again, if you put the bow string across, so everything below the bow string, up until the it hits the bow, is empty space. So that's what he says. In back to Shulchan Aruch, in Yesh Bein Shnei Rasheha Pachus Me Arba Alafim Ama. If between the two heads of either the Gam or the Keshet, there is less than 4,000 amos, then modedin la min ha yeser. Then what you do is you will count the 2,000 amos from where you would draw, let's say, the bow string, where you would draw the diagonal in the gam, or from the bow string, you then go and do the 2,000 amos from there, because you'd be rowing as kol harochav shebein ha yeser. You view the whole area in between the empty area in between the keshet, okay, and the bowstring, that whole empty area, ki'ilu hu malibatim, as if it was that whole width, that whole inside of the, between the bowstring and the bow, is full of batim. Same thing with the right angle city. Everything within that diagonal of the imaginary line of the triangle, everything inside that you view as filled up, and then you do the 2,000 amos from the top as if it was a full triangle, all filled up. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah and spell this all out. Sif katan yud aleph pachus me'arbat alafim ama. If between the two heads shetchum rosha shalzeh muvla betoch tchum rosha ha'acha, where if you have the tchum of each side, each head on each side of the bow or the top of the right angle, if they're within 4,000 amos, then each one's tchum would then be considered, right? Each head's tchum would be considered absorbed within the other one, because they would connect. Because let's say it was 3,000 amos, that means that the 2,000 amos of one side goes into the 2,000 amos of the other side, and therefore, he says, Nasis ir achas al yedeze. It all becomes one big city based on this, because both sides have the tchum absorbed within the other. And therefore, we view it as if it's filled, the inside of that empty space, we view it as if it's malei batim, it's full of homes and residents, in that empty space. And therefore, you go and measure from the top of that empty space. In other words, let's say the imaginary bowstring between the two heads, from there and outward, that's where you would measure the 2,000 amos. And that's what he says. That's what he means when he says Umodin alpayim ama miksos hakeshes velhala. And then he says in Sifkatan Yudbeis Modin la min hayeser. Exactly as we said, yeser. The yeser here, the extra here means nikra chevel hakashur b'shnei ksos hakeshes. It's like the bow, right? The bowstring between the tops of the bow, right? The string of the bow, right? A bow has a string and it has the bow. So you measure it from the bowstring, the imaginary bowstring that was drawn from one side, from one head of the bow to the other head of the bow, and that's where Misham Lahala Modin Alpayam, and from there you go ahead and you will measure out the 2,000 amos. So let's say, for example, you are at the bottom of that bow, you have 2,000 amos, not from the bottom of the bow, but you'd have 2,000 amos from, you'd have an extra, however many amos you have, from the bottom of the bow to the bowstring, and then another 2,000 amos. So now he's going to continue in Sifkat and Yigimel and say, Veroyin is called Harochav. So you view the whole width of it, right, by the bowstring, you view everything inside like Mali Batim, like it's totally filled in. So he says, V'hachnami l'inyin asuya kimin gam. He says, but here also, when it comes to the L, backwards L, backwards Dalet, right angle city, Here it's going to be a little different because remember, that's going to then turn into like an imaginary triangle. So then what's going to happen then is Rowan Kilu Malaya Batim Beribua. It's going to then be viewed not just like it's filled in with homes in the middle of that triangle from the diagonal inward, but it's going to then be squared. So it's going to be totally filled up into a square, mi mizrach lemarav umitzafon ledarom, from east to west and north to south. Vegam bezeh, and also here, dafka im ein bein shnei rashi hagam, when are we saying this? Obviously, when the two heads there isn't between the two heads, ba'achason, in the diagonal of a triangle, mizavis lezavis, from one head to the other, rak pachos me'arba alpa'im amos. I mean, the diagonal has to be less than 4,000 amos. And once it's 4,000 amos, then you don't only fill in the triangle, you fill in the whole box, because that's what you do with a triangle. If you remember, you make it into a square. Now, whether or not you make it into a square, now that's going to be with the ruchos ha'olam, or not, that's already, the post can get into that discussion, but we're not going to go there. That's going to be much too complicated for right now. We move on. So let's now go back to the keshet case. We view it as if the whole inside of the keshet is filled with batim. Therefore, and you can go from the, let's say, the bottom of the keshet up into the yeser, and view it as if it's filled in. And then from there, you can go another 2,000 amos, right? Yeser, you go from the top of the actual keshet up until the bowstring. You don't take that into account at all. The overall 2,000, you can go 2,000 above it. The chayin l'inyan arochav, so too when we're talking going across the width of it. You can go from one side of the keshet, okay, to the other side of the keshet. Derech chalalo, along the chalal. V'nostin lo alpayim ama shleimim min tzad hatzafon v'hala. And then you can go ahead and get another 2,000 amos from the north side and on. So in other words, you can go from one head of the keshet to the other head of the keshet, and then from that head again, another 2,000 amos, because you do the whole inside of the keshet, it's just like dalad amos. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. But between the two heads of the, right, tops of the keshet, there was more than, there was 4,000 amos, and therefore the 2,000 amos of each side is not absorbed into one another, then ein mod min le'elamin ha'keshet. Then you have to go ahead and you can only measure from the keshet, and you only have 2,000 amos from the different parts of the keshet. Hatam, okay, so he says the reason here is, the kevan, the ein luvlan ha'tchum and zebezeh, since the tchum are not absorbed one into the other, because it's already 4,000 amos in between, v'yishar le'alech mikatzes mikzei ha'keshet ha'echa l'kzei ha'sheni, therefore you can't go from one side of the keshet to the other, al'kein yishar l'achshov v'achalo b'chol ha'ir, therefore you can't view the inside where there's no resonance as part of the city, v'ole b'toch shir al'payim, and you can't view it as being part of the 2,000 amos. The scheme of poskim, and the poskim all agree, this is only, all the poskim say, we're obviously only talking when you want to go from one side of the keshet to the other side, and you are cutting through the empty space. But you can definitely get from one to the other side, going around through the derech habatim, through the residential area, means you can walk through the whole keshet itself, right? Because the keshet itself, you're going direct to the bottom of the keshet. You go from one side of the keshet to the other side of the keshet, from one top of the keshet to the other side of the keshet, through the keshet itself. We're only talking about where you're cutting across and going through the empty space. And then, and then you can go another 2,000 amos. Because if you want to go 2,000 amos from there, that's not a problem. Since you're going through the actual city, then you basically walked in your dalad amos, and then you can go 2,000 amos from wherever you then end up. Even if it's, so in the end, you could theoretically, if you're on one side of the keshet, go 2,000 amos from the other side of the keshet in the other direction, if you walk through the keshet as opposed to cutting across the keshet. And that's even if there is more than 4,000 amos or more in between the two heads. We continue on, and now the Ramah is going to say something very important. He's going to say, now, when we talk about the fact that it's more than 4,000 amos, so therefore we're saying you don't fill in the middle. You don't fill in the empty area. She says, but there's a Yesh Omer, that what are we talking about? We're not talking about all from every area with inside the gap that we say it's like there's nothing there. He says, it's only min ha'makom sh'niskatzer sham ha'keshes. Where do we go ahead and draw the 2,000 amos from? Not from the bottom of the chalal, because it's only at a certain point when the keshet starts going up in both directions on the right side and left side. It's only at a certain point where it reaches 4,000 amos, one side from the other side. So it's only at that point That's when we draw the drawstring, right before it hits 4,000 amos. And then from there, that's where we go 2,000 amos above, or, and you could also cut across below that, because that you will view as male batim below that. And that's what he spells out. Sifkatan tes zayin. The sphere of the af, because he says the Yeshua says like this, even though the Rosh Hashanah Rochav Arba Alpayim Lioser, even though the tops of the keshet, the heads of the keshet on both sides, there is a distance of 4,000 amos or more. But when you get lower down into the middle of the keshet, miskatzer ad she'ein, it gets less and less in between both sides of the keshet, because it's, again, we're talking about a semicircle. So at a certain point, it gets close enough, acha'in bein zelazeh, they're not going to be between the two sides, arba alafim ama. So therefore, at that point, now shavar also makom kilu malei batim. So up until that point, it's going to be considered fill. So therefore, you're going to start counting from there the dalad amos, sorry, the 2,000 amos, even those that are living at the top of the keshet, and you're only going to count from makme also makom ulahala, only from that point where you cut through the imaginary a line between two sides of the keshet. It's at that point, okay, where it then gets wide and it's going to be 4,000 amos. So right below that point, that's where you can start the 2,000 amos. You fill it in and you're good. Then he says, right, that's what he said. You measure the 2,000 amos from the point where it gets narrower, so it doesn't. So you didn't have that 4,000 amos between the two sides. And that's where you measure, that's where you draw the imaginary string, and from there you have your 2,000 amos. And then the Rama continues, V'chol zeh sheyesh bein hakeshes v'yeseh yoseh me'alpayim. And now he says, and this is only, we're only talking here where you have more than 2,000 amos between the keshet, between the bow and the bowstring. But avalam ein beinayim, and the Mishnah Berurah adds, you should read it as ein beinayim ela alpayim, look at the Mishnah Berurah Yud Zayin, ein beinayim ela alpayim, if all you have is 2,000 amos, Kein Tzarech Lomar, between the keshet and the keshet string, the bow string, then Modin B'chol Inyan Min HaYeseh. Then you will go ahead and start the Alpayim Amah from the string of the keshet, even if it's greater than 4,000 amos from one side of the one head of the keshet to the other, because the whole inside of that keshet is not greater than 2,000 amos. And if that's the case, right, so that's what he says, no matter what, you're going to go ahead and measure from the yeser. Look at Mr. Bruce, since the yeser, the bowstring is within the tchum of the bow, the yachol legi I love mina keshet, and you can get to it from the keshet anywhere in the keshet. So therefore, rowing kilu malei batim kolachal. Therefore, you view it as totally filled in, and you do not care about the fact that there's 4,000 amos from one side of the bow to the other side of the bow. However, he says I ain't magen Avram. He's cholek. Daigod lo mahani zeh rak layoshim beroshay hakeshet. He says it's not like we actually view it as it's like totally filled in. Rather, this is only going to work for those that are living at the two heads of the keshet. They can go from one side to the other. Right? Even though it's more than 4,000 amos, that's what the fact that the keshet, from the bottom of the keshet to the bowstring is 2,000 amos or less, that's what will enable you to do. But those that are living on the top of the keshet, you can't go ahead and then, those that are living on the top of the keshet, you can't go ahead and then go upwards, outside of the bowstring, upwards. That you can't, you don't view it filled in that sense. Achronim cholek on him, and they hold, like the Rama says, the mahani gam, you can go ahead, even those that are living on the top of the keshet, you can go upwards and even go another 2,000 amos from the yeser, from the bowstring upwards. And then he says, everyone, even the Magen Avraham would say, for sure, have a full 2,000 amos from your batim anywhere. Obviously, you can go past the string itself. Up to 2,000 amos. Everyone holds that. In any direction, you can go 2,000 amos from the keshet itself.